Workers at Marriott voted to approve the new four-year agreement on Thursday. Hyatt workers voted to approve the deal Saturday. And Hilton workers reached a deal with the chain late Monday afternoon. Union representatives said the workers are relieved after being on strike for weeks.
Very exciting. After almost 3 months on strike, workers at Marriott and at Hyatt both ratified new contracts last week.
That's Ted Wechter. He's a spokesman for Unite Here Local 2, which represents the hotel bellhops, maids, cooks, and other support staff. Wechter said wages and health benefits in the increasingly expensive Bay Area were top of mind for the workers.
They're incredible contracts that allow workers to preserve the existing union health insurance plan, which covers workers and their families with quality, affordable health care. They also provide for big wage increases and add new protections against understaffing and workload increases.
The deals also reportedly include protections against understaffing and workload increases. San Francisco Mayor-elect Daniel Lurie had reportedly been taking an active role making calls with hotel executives and union representatives to try and bridge the differences in the negotiations. Unite Here Local 2's Ted Wechter said Lurie's role has been critical.
After he was elected, we'd already been on strike for several months. He reached out and learned more about the issues at stake and about what we're fighting for, and then made some calls to key hotel owners that helped get negotiations rolling.
The agreement with Hilton averts what could have been the first ever Christmas Day hotel strike in the city's history. Emails to Hilton, Marriott, and Hyatt seeking comment were not returned by airtime. Meanwhile, another holiday season strike continues, with thousands of Amazon workers at distribution centers across the country walking picket lines. Workers are demanding better pay, better working conditions, and better benefits, along with union recognition from the online retailer. Amazon has refused to recognize the workers' membership in the Teamsters Union, arguing they're employees of third-party contractors. Alfredo Munoz is a Southern California Amazon delivery driver. He says he's not buying that.
It just doesn't sit right with me, you know? How are you going to tell us we're not Amazon employees when we wear your stuff? We support you. We make Amazon look good. We don't make the logistic company look good. I mean, the job is good. It's cool, but we are underpaid and overworked.
The Amazon employees join thousands of Starbucks employees who are also on strike around the country, fighting for the coffee giant to recognize their union. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.